थारी गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवरदारी यशोदानंदन व्रजजन रंजना यशोदानंदन व्रजजन रंजना यमुना तीर अनचारी यमुना तीर वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा गोविंद जय जय गोपाल जय जय राधारमण हरि गोविंद जय जय गोविंद जय जय गोपाल जय जय राधारमण हरि गोविंद जय जय हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल नित्याय गौरा जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परियोजिकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सदस्य श्रीमद जवाइन ग्रेस अभिचरणानंद भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी जगत गुरु शिल प्रभुपाद की शिल प्रभुपाद की जय श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की ताई गौर प्रेमानंदी ऑल ग्लोरियस असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरियस असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरियस असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरियस शिल प्रभुपाद गौरंगा श्रीराम स्वामी Hare Krishna. Okay. We need more questions. What is more important, to chant 16 rounds a day or to do legitimate duty as assigned while being in contact? Instant consciousness. That's a very good question. Is death painful for a person who has not complete Krishna consciousness in his human birth but is in the process? We read and have heard so much about Varnashrama, which is based on guna and karma. But now in this world of confusion, how do we understand our guna and karma? Another good question. How can one develop higher taste in Krishna consciousness? Even after spending few years in Krishna consciousness, I feel I haven't developed it but feel hopeful. Please guide. Best question. How many people feel the same way? How many feel the same way but don't want to say it? Good questions, very nice questions. Anybody else has any more questions here? Welcome to write and send. And any of these questions I failed to answer, please remind me. Hari Bol, Dandavat Pranam. How to take a situation where we tend to intend good for someone but are considered wrong and are cursed? How can we consider such a situation to be for some good for our devotional life?
is hearing of Ramcharitmanas any offense, especially when it is in the family tradition. Morning hours are in goodness, but why are we not able to focus the mind on chanting in the morning? What is the one thing that one who comes to ISKCON should be doing but mostly do not do? I mean, this very mysterious question. Anybody, other questions? Hare Krishna, Ramho. What is maturity in Krishna consciousness? Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So I think it's better that we take questions like that on a Sunday and discuss instead of, you know, generally speaking, whatever I want to speak. Then it's not so relevant to people's lives. Because you're all mostly... Anybody here for the first time? No, to ISKCON itself. First time ISKCON. First time. So I will just begin with a little bit for them, then answer these questions because people have come here for the first time. So... for the people who have come here for the first time, the purpose of Krishna consciousness movement is to understand or to inform people what is the goal of life, the human goal of life, and how to achieve it. This goal we cannot assign ourselves. Just like if you go to a company and get a job, what you have to do in the company will be told by the people who gave you the job. You cannot say, well, okay, I will do this, I will do that. Similarly, the goal of this life in human form of life is told by those who gave you the human form. We cannot ourselves find out. Who gave you this human form of life? Who gave you this human body? Huh? Parents. Yeah. People, that's the first answer. But because we are not the body, it is like a dress. So the people who make this dress are like tailor. Our parents are like tailors. So if your father bought you a shirt, cloth, and the tailor made the shirt, and but when you go somewhere they say, oh, it's a very nice shirt, who gave you? Who you say, tailor gave or father gave? Father gave. Therefore, with due respect to all the parents here, they are like tailors. Parents are like tailors. Isn't it? So the body is given by our father, original father, Krishna. So Krishna will tell what we should do. So one who knows the goal of life is called a Brahmana. There was one question about Varnashrama Dharma, we'll go to that. This is a good launching point for that question. One who goes, just like you get into a bus, you should know where you are going. And in the bus there used to be, when I was a child, conductor, still there. The bus, one conductor will be there with a little thing. Fing, 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 he'll do and have a whistle. and then he'll have different color tickets, and he'll take one ticket and give. Is that the way it still goes on? Yeah. So when I was a child, I wanted to become a conductor. You know, because I thought he had very nice whistle and all that. Anyway, if that guy says, "Where are you going?" and you say, "I don't know," that's no good. You say, "You don't know." You should know where you are going. Because, and not only you should know where you are going, you should not, unnecessary worries you should not have. You take the conductor, "I want to go to, I don't know, this is Bombay, where do you, I want to go to Juhu." Take a ticket. And then you say, "Conductor, 1 second, the driver, does he have a driver's license?" You'll say, "What? Yeah, he has. Is there enough petrol in the bus?" If you ask so many questions, they are unnecessary. So then they will say, "Why are you worrying about all this? Whoever is running the bus line, they will ensure all these things. You just get into the bus, you decide where you want to go and go there." So a brahmana does not ask useless questions. "When will I get my food? Where will I get my food?" You see? He simply executes the goal of his life, not bothered about anything. And a Vaishnava, when he becomes an actual Vaishnava, is automatically a brahmana. But sometimes a brahmana may not be necessarily a Vaishnava. But it is not so easy to become a brahmana. It is not that, "Oh, 2 years ho gaya, abhi le lo brahmin diksha le lo." Nahi, aisa nahi chalega. See? Sometimes they say, "Maharaj, you know, we don't have enough devotees. So some devotees need to be second initiated." That's not, because brahmana, a very, very high position. So, in Krishna consciousness, we understand from Krishna, who gave us this body, that the goal of life is to transcend the cycle of birth and death, which can be done only in human form of life. And we should get rid of it. Because death is not a good thing. Somebody was asking the question, "Is death a painful thing if you are not Krishna conscious?" It is. Srila Prabhupada, when he was to leave the planet, we don't say leave the body, leave the planet for such personalities. And he was quite weak externally, and one of his disciples was there. Prabhupada looked at him and said, "Don't think this will not happen to you." We have to prepare for death. I'm also quite surprised how so many karmis die, apparently without any problem. It's a fearful thing. In fact, especially for one who becomes Krishna conscious, one can see that this death is a very painful process. Therefore, we should practice. Yam yam vapi smaran. Jajati antakalevaram. Tam tam evaishyasi kaunteya. So, atrana samsaya. So we are practicing to remember Krishna. In the first canto of Bhagavatam, Prabhupada writes that at the time of death, the life airs are very disturbed. So at that time, the brain activities are also very confused. It is very difficult to remember Krishna. So unless one has a spiritual master of the quality of Sukadeva Goswami. So it is, and we know one person who is certainly of the caliber of Sukadeva Goswami, Prabhupada. So in all our lives he plays an important role. So we should always remember him, because he is capable of actually saving us Others are also there, but he is our main shelter, that is why he is there in the temple. So Prabhupada consciousness is as important as, or sometimes even more important than, Krishna consciousness. Depends on one's understanding. For me it is. So that is the only exam in life, whether we remember Krishna at the end of time, of death. And if we pass that exam, the exam is never given again. That's why no more birth and death. If we pass the exam once, that's it all. But if we fail, we have to take it again and again and again. Krishna will do his best to help us. There's no doubt about it. But we should also develop our desire to go back to Godhead. Because we have unlimited desires. Very difficult to realize that. And so, at the end of the life, those desires will have their own material form. In whatever way it is. In higher planet or this or that. And Krishna is coming and we are also seeing, but we are seeing here also and we go this way. And Krishna again will go inside our heart as Paramatma. Nobody stopped us from going back to Godhead except ourselves. So Prabhupada said, Krishna is more interested in saving us than we are in going back to Godhead. So we should never think that now I am doing devotional service, I want to go back to Godhead. No. We don't know. So we must, it's great association is required to actually understand where we are and to go further. That is essence of devotional service. To always try little more than what we can. So, all these Hindus come, take darshan and go. So, you must always, just like if you want to exercise, and you take this and exercise every day, which never come. You have to take some weight, maximum that you can weight, and then somebody adds a little bit more, then you lift it. Then that's it. So always you have to, trick is to, you have to raise a little more than what you can. So in Krishna consciousness, you always do a little service more than what you can. That is, you have to be very sincere for that, isn't it? Always looking for service, how to do it. That requires great luck, great fortune, to get the correct consciousness, the correct mentality. That is the secret. The difference between Mandatta Seva and Prabhudatta Seva. There are two kinds of devotional service. Mandatta Seva and Prabhudatta Seva. In Mandatta Seva, we do whatever we like. Or somebody else who is doing Mandatta Seva, we do whatever he likes us to do. That's the beginning stage. Prabhudatta Seva is very special. When it comes from the top, it is exactly meant for you. That is, we have to perform this Mandatta Seva and qualify. That's the next stage. You should know that. Just like in a company, you are given a general job. You do well. Sometimes the boss is looking for a personal assistant. He'll say, I need a good personal assistant. In that department, there is one guy who is very good. That's another level. I'm not going to say more about that, but it is there. So, these dynamics of Krishna consciousness, if we know and if we advance, then we will come to know that So Krishna consciousness is something amazing. It's very systematic, it's a science. And when the Prabhudatta Seva is given, you cannot do anything else. Somebody was asking this question, what is more important, to chant or to do service? If it's Prabhudatta Seva, that is the time you can say that is the most important. Sri Rupa Manjari Pada, E Mora Sampada, E Mora Pran, E Mora Tapas, E Mora. He says, the service to the lotus feet of Sri Rupa Manjari, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying that. That is my japa, that is my tapa, that is my first treasure, everything. That's all. That, you know, you could see, you know, Prabhupada's time, people who were given services were just completely absorbed. They didn't have time. There was one devotee, Karandar, I don't know how many of you know his name. He did a lot of good service for Prabhupada. Once we were in the same house, it was a long time ago. Then I was asking him, tell me something about Prabhupada. And then he was first dodging. Afterwards, he said that when Prabhupada came to Bombay, he was doing construction. So, and he was supervising everything. And then when Prabhupada came, he went to see him. And Prabhupada said, where is your bead bag? He said, oh, somewhere, Prabhupada, I've kept it. And why you're not having, you're not chanting 16 rounds, everybody is complaining. He said, where is the time, Prabhupada? You know, these contractors, I'll have to constantly supervise them, otherwise they are stealing. Such a big temple was coming up. I'm up all day, the construction goes on till night. 2 or 3 again, morning we have to start 6 o'clock. I have no time. But Papa said, well, where is your bead bag? He said, that's the problem, Papa said. You keep the bead bag and put your hands inside it and do whatever service you are doing. So nobody will complain that you are not chanting. The Papa was very practical. That is all very rare. That was the question, sir. Normally, we have to do everything. We have to chant, and we have to also do our service, we have to manage. It's not that we have such... Sometimes it can happen like that. I was given a service that was... I did not even know it existed. Most people also don't know that it exists. I'm doing some service. So it's taking 24/7 of my time. That's okay. Very special service, isn't it? Very important. So, therefore, answer to that question is generally we have to follow everything. I remember once somebody was asking me, Juhu Prabhupada's quarters, I was giving a lecture, Sunday lecture. Somebody, new person came, he was listening. Then he said, put his hand up. I said, yeah. And he said, suppose I am coming to the temple and on the way I see somebody got an accident. Now what should I do? He said, should I continue to go to the temple or take this person to the hospital? He thought he has given me a good paradox. I said, why don't you do both? Take him to the hospital, then go to the temple. Nobody's going to complain you came late. Why this or that? So we create sometimes false dichotomies. Should I do this? Should I do that? Another time Prabhupada told another devotee who said he didn't have time to chant so much service. He said, when do you go to sleep?
He said, 2 o'clock. Do you attend Mangalarti? And he said, yes. Then don't go to sleep. Finish your rounds. So Prabhupada can say, different times he can say different things according to time, place and circumstance. But the basic point is that we should not make false dichotomies. We must adjust our life such that everything is done. And so what is more important, to chant Hare Krishna? That is answered. 16 rounds or to do service. So Varnashrama Dharmasam, but he has asked, where is this? We read and have so much about Varnashrama Dharma, which is based on guna and karma. But now in this world of confusion, how do we understand our guna and karma? 4 ashramas. See, we have to really understand Chaturvarnyam Maya Srishtam. In one sense, I think caste system has been made illegal and unconstitutional, isn't it? I think by constitution it was, I have a feeling, you'll have to check, I'm not a lawyer. When India got independence, they got rid of this. In Madras and all, you will see many roads that at Subramanya Iyer Street, it will be made into Subramanya Street. Iyer and all that was removed. Rajendra Pillai Street, Pillai will be removed. Like this. But the politics is soaked in caste system. Parties are formed on the basis of caste system. Votes are solicited on the basis of caste system. Political positions are distributed on the basis of caste system. We have not had a Dalit president for a long time now, let's get. So, it's going on. Of course, we know caste system is external. But Lord Chaitanya said, Varnashrama also is external to Ramanandaraya. Eto bhagya age kaho Ramanandaraya. That is another thing. But for preaching purposes, Prabhupada said, we have to establish Varnashrama Dharma. It is not so easy to understand one's guna. It is not to be understood from activities. A may go and slap B, you know. And B may not do anything. He is in which mode? We don't know. It depends on his internal. If B is thinking, oh, I say you slap me now, but you are stronger than me, let me go and get some more friends and come back, then we'll slap you back. It's a mode of passion. Somebody asked, come here, ask B, what happened? They slapped, that guy slapped you, you didn't do anything. And he said, he slapped me? Because he has drunk so much. Then he's in tamaguna, he's also not responding. Another person may say, oh, you slapped me, I don't know what is my karma, it's all right, I'll tolerate. It's in mode of goodness. So the modes are very, very difficult to understand. They are so many levels above 5 elements. And 5 elements itself we don't see. And we cannot see, by the way. 5 elements. And that is my special service. To scientifically bring the 5 elements. So that people can understand it. Because that itself is high class consciousness. 5 elements are very subtle, but they are called gross elements. Then what about subtle elements? We see wood, of course this is spiritual, but outside we see cloth, cotton, silk. 5 elements we don't see. We think this is made of 5 elements, this world. No. That's a very, very subtle point. But If you want, I can talk about it, but there's no question here about five elements. And Krishna said that the first thing you have to learn, Bhumi Rapu Analova, you come on over the Rachel. If you don't understand the five elements, it's very difficult to understand what does it mean to say I'm not the body. So, Varnashrama Dharma, it requires some greater knowledge of material nature. Otherwise we cannot, because they have to be established on some other basis other than calling somebody Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, which the scientific basis has to be there. Scientific basis has to be there. Is it's going to come. But that will be very difficult for you people to understand. You will not even be interested in it. You have to be very interested. Just like if you want to become a doctor, you have to be very interested. You have to put energy, otherwise you cannot become a doctor. If you want to understand five elements, people think this is made of five elements. It depends on what you mean by this. By this, if you mean this wooden object, it's not made out of five elements. But still, let me say a little bit about this. Okay? Should I say or not? So, this is, what is this? What kind of furniture is this? Shall we say table? Small table. We call it a book stand. This book stand is made out of wood. But this book stand can also be made out of metal, no? Is there any rule? It's still book stand. It can also be made out of glass. It's still book stand. It can be little wider, little taller. It will still be book stand. So all these different objects with different materials, different things, it is all book stand. You follow? So that means none of these things are important for it to be a book stand. Correct? Isn't it? It is not that it has to be made of wood to be a book stand. Therefore the wood is not book stand. So on one level, this object is wood. If you see it as wood, it cannot be book stand. You cannot say, no, it is book stand made out of wood. No. So the wood and the book stand are two different objects. They are not one and the same. They appear to be same, but they are different. Exactly like if you read this, there is ink on paper, there's also some English question. They are not one and the same. Because the handwriting may be different, it may be big letters, it may be small letters, it may be blue ink, it may be green ink. The question is actually something different from the ink and paper. Are you following this point? We just say, Bhumi, look, how many are following at least a little bit? How many are not following? You'll follow, just listen. So, it is that book table that is made out of five elements, not this. They have to separate. So this science is coming. Because Karmi scientists are also finding this. then the science of that, five elements, is much more powerful than this science that moves material things. So we can be actually able to, I sometimes say, you ask people to come inside and you say, how many objects are here? He says, one. Okay. You go back, you can sudra, you can do some work. Somebody else says, yes, how many objects are here? He says, I see one, but I've heard there are two. Okay, Vaishya. Sakriya means, you know, he's also more or less same class, but he knows a little bit more, lot of theory about it. Brahmin boy comes, he asks, how many objects are here? Two. What are they? Table and wood. I see. Move the wood there and the table there. You'll do it. Brahmin boy, okay, you can go. That is Parnashrama Dharma. That's one example of how it is scientific. It's coming. You will see it come. Soon it's going to come. Much of my work is in that area. And much more. Not just that. Therefore, my work, I cannot so much preach to the devotees. It has its time, it will come. But such things are there. So he's asking, how to Varnashrama Dharma? And also, Varnashrama Dharma is only based on capacity to produce material enjoyment. Simple living and high thinking is only for Brahmanas. Very few. Kshatriyas are high living and high thinking. Vaishyas, high living and high thinking. Sudras, high living and simple thinking. So, simple living and high thinking is only for minuscule portion. For people in ISKCON, because Prabhupada wanted ISKCON to produce Brahmins. Who's that? Maybe it's boring. Is it? No? Little difficult, Sunday afternoon, nice prasadam is waiting. So much. Thought he'll tell some nice stories and crack some jokes and. So. But this is, when you understand these things and the mind gets attracted to Krishna. Wow, Krishna has produced so many things. Otherwise, our mind has produced so many things. So we are attracted to the mind. Whichever is producing lot of nice, attractive things, we are attracted. So we are under the grip of the mind. When the mind is producing so many thoughts, so many nice things, oh this, oh that, oh this. That is why shastras are there. Otherwise, why 70 books? Why so many places shastras talk about matter? Fundamental principles of material nature, calculation of time from the atom, it's going like that. Anyway, so that is about Varnashrama Dharma. Whoever asked the question, if they feel it's still not answered, you can ask more. But basically, Varnashrama Dharma is based on a very good knowledge of both matter and spirit. It is not to be simply said, oh, Varnashrama, we'll have, you know, some form and then we'll. Somebody was telling me, Prabhupada said that you can have one cow and a person can be happy. That's not so easy. You have to be a Brahmana. If you give me one cow, I wouldn't know what to do with it. I don't even know how to milk a cow. I said, usually people have one cow and they are happy. Their cow is a Surabhi cow because he'll be a great sage. Will be a great sage. Murugamuni or, you know, Vasishta, they all had one cow, but it was a Surabhi. Whatever he wanted, it gave. Give me 5,000 sandesh, then it will come immediately. It happened. That is why Vishwamitra, now stories people like. The Vishwamitra came to see Vasishta. Vasishta was in a hermitage. So he was what, King Kaushikeya or something like that. I forget Vishwamitra's name. And he saw Prasishta, Pranam, Dandavat. Some people say Dandavat, but they don't do it. So, Dandavat and everything. Afterwards, he said, okay, I'll take leave of you. Then Vasishtha said, no, you wait, you have come, it's 12 o'clock. Take lunch and go. I said, no, it's okay. No, wait, what's the problem? Have somebody else invited you? I said, no. In fact, we are even hungry also, that's why we are going. We want to pitch tent and cook food. Why? You can eat here. No. The thing is that I have come with about 30,000 soldiers. You are just living in one hut. And you have one cow. So he said, Koi baat nahi, we'll come another. No, that's no problem. You call everybody in. So everybody came, they sat, they thought, okay, he's going to give us everybody half a banana. And anyway, again we have to go on. So a sister called the Sirubi cow and said, come on, he said, make some feast for them. Immediately a huge andas full of sambar, rice, dal, gulab jamun, sandesh, peda, rabadi, paneer, sabji, like that. When I first joined in ISKCON, I joined in Detroit, the paneer sabji used to be this big paneer. I was a little bitty Indian. I said, well, how can you eat so much? But, things used to be so opulent. Everything came. And they ate and ate and ate, and it was coming. They couldn't believe this. Wow. And then King, I think his what is Kaushika, I forget his name. He went and asked Swami. He can't say liar. This is from higher planets, and I just have one Sarabika. One Sarabika was enough. He said, can you give it to me? He said, no, this is what I use for all my yajnas and everything. My morning I need 20 kilos of ghee. It comes immediate. I want to do abhishek, 60 liters of milk, fatafat, atta, just. So I need it for. Then when he wouldn't give, then he said, I'm the king of the land and you are in my kingdom, therefore this belongs to me. He said, all right, if you want, you can take it. Try, you won't be able to. So they went and the soldiers started dragging the Sarabi cow. And the Sarabi cow was crying. And he said, oh, why are you forsaking me? I've served you so well. My sister said, I'm not forsaking you. You can make, gulab jamun, sandesh and rabadi. You can also make a sainya. Make soldiers. But you are a Sarabi cow. Then immediately there were hundreds of thousands of soldiers. They defeated these guys completely and thrown them out. So he had to go back. Then he realized that, this Brahminical power is greater than Kshatriya power. So I will become a sage, I will become a Brahmana. That is the story of Vishwamitra, who eventually, finally, was given the great task of getting Rama married. Then he took him to Mithila, and the way he got him to kill so many. So it is like that. Now, why did I go into the story? I was talking about Varnashrama Dharma. So simple living and high thinking is only for Brahmanas. So as long as we are in the business of producing Brahmanas, we can say that. But not for the world. So for the world, we have to be able to produce science and technology. It's coming. In the olden days, the sages were able to establish Varnashrama Dharma because they were able to give the people what they need, materially. But now we have, if scientists give the material things, how can we set up Varnashrama Dharma? It's not possible. Because Varnashrama Dharma is a situation where you can be Krishna conscious while even working for your belly, because it's connected to Krishna. And in the movements in a small way, we could do that. But to go throughout the world, it's change the whole planet. Lord Chaitanya has a much bigger plan. I won't talk about that now. What is more important? Answered. How can one develop higher taste in Krishna consciousness even after spending few years in Krishna consciousness? I'll keep this last. How to take a situation where we tend to intend good for someone but are considered wrong and cursed? How can we consider such a situation? This is a good. He's asking that sometimes we are trying to do good for people, and but we end up. See, this is as a practical question. We have nothing to do. My brother, I tried to do something, and then I even got him a job, and later on, he just blasted me and this and this. We are not. But as a spiritual question, what it means is that even if you are a devotee, we have to be engaged in the material world, and many times the dealings there are not pleasant. We may try to do the best, people complain. That may be the spiritual side of this question. So this is very important, because to become a Vaishnava is very difficult. It starts with reading Prabhupada's books and chanting Hare Krishna, putting Kantimala and putting Tilak and all that. It doesn't end there. Sometimes we think this is the end, the beginning and the end. It doesn't end there. So a Vaishnava, he factually, a Vaishnava means he has got no association with the three modes of nature. Vaishnava is a great personality. It doesn't matter where he is. So Prabhupada was in the Grahastha Ashrama. But all the devotees in the Gaudiya Math were attracted to him. You can only imagine. He was just so-called Grahastha. But he will come to the temple. There were sannyasis. But he was a great attraction point. All the temple devotees in Gaudiya Math used to love Prabhupada. All attractive. So, Prabhupada was an example of that. How a Vaishnava lived in the world. He lives only for Krishna. I think that was Rath Yatra. I don't know. First I got was Prabhupada's, the boy. No, it's not. I think. So, the point is, you can see at work somebody is a Vaishnava. It will be very, very attractive. We are just trying to become Vaishnava. So we can give our association at workplace by taking prasadam. In the house also you cook some laddu, peda, something. Go and distribute it. When I became to Krishna consciousness, started my Krishna consciousness, I was in Detroit. Long time, over 40 years before then, when I was working, I would order, cakes, sandesh and all that. Morning Mangalarti offered to the deities. At 8 o'clock, I'll take it to work, General Motors or someplace, and then keep it there. And in America, at workplace, they have this culture. You can come and keep things. There's a coffee pantry place, and people will come and take. And then I'll keep it there and I'll sit there watching and somebody will come. Yummy! Very nice. And who made this? Did you make it? I said, no, my sister made it. Oh, really? Your sister made it. And people ate. And I was happy that they were becoming Krishna conscious. So, we may not be so great Vaishnavas to give our association, but we can give them the association of Prabhupada. This is always the best way to begin the saprasadam. And then, slowly, slowly, his books, then we may preach a little bit like that. But the actual Vaishnava, he knows how to deal with people. very, very nicely. He doesn't get involved too much. He doesn't neglect them. That is very, very difficult in the material world. So if you come, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, they were all grihasthas. They worked. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when he was a judge, he took each case, you know, not more than 10 minutes, 4 minutes, one person will speak, 4 minutes, other person, 8. And in 1 or 2 minutes, he gave the judgment. And it was so perfect that both sides were satisfied. So the Vaishnava's activities in any sphere is very attractive. Not superficially. Not because so many people are behind him. Of course, if we Vaishnava, Prabhupada, also so many people were there. If you see pictures of Prabhupada, if you see, whoever is there, everybody will be looking at Prabhupada only. Each person will, everybody will be looking at Prabhupada. How can a person be so attractive? It's a fact. Isn't it? He is attracting our lives. It is because of him that we are in Krishna consciousness. So, his position is very unique and great, because we can actually relate to some person who is a pure devotee who has done something for us and doing something for us. So these material things and all, how to deal is very difficult. Once in Chicago, Prabhupada was there, and one person was regularly coming, one American. He'll just come and go, he'll just stay there and take some prasadam and go. It was just a karmi American, as we say. And one day the temple president told him, tomorrow our Guru Maharaj is coming, if you want you can come and see him. Swamiji from India is coming. Oh, he said, okay. And next day he turned up. Prabhupada was there, he turned up. And so the temple president took him inside. He's about 40 year old gentleman. And Prabhupada was saying, what are you doing? And that person looked here and there. And then he said, sir, I have a problem. Can you solve it? You know, devotees don't like somebody going to Prabhupada like that. Prabhupada said, yes, what is that? Then he explained that he actually has a case going on. He was working for a school system. And he was driving children's bus. And he dropped a child and then went further to the stop sign. And unknown to him, some of the child came in the front and got caught in the bus and died. So it's a case going on for 2-3 years. How will it end? And the president was very decided. But Prabhupada was listening very carefully. And I could understand from that example how Bhaktivinoda was a perfect judge. So Prabhupada was listening to all of that. And then he asked him, but when you came to that stop sign at the street end, did you come to a full stop or not? I was very surprised reading that, because that's a very technical point in, you know, traffic rules in America. There is something called a stop sign. I don't think those signs are there in India. Do we have? We have red light, green light and all that, but in, where there is no signal. In America there will never be a street with either, you know, signal, or there will be a stop sign. It will be a pentagon or something, hexagon. And the red thing and a white thing, stop. So you have to come to a stop. And there's something called a rolling stop. Sometimes in the afternoon, there's nobody in the street, four-way stop sign. And people will come and then kind of slow down to 3 miles an hour and look there and there, and nobody says, they'll go. Technically, it's wrong. The stop sign means you have to come and come to a complete halt. So Prabhupada said, did you come to a stop? Full stop? Yes. Very technical question. Then that person said, yes, yes, I came to a complete stop. And then only started. But then I think it will be okay. I mean, he has all judged the case in 2 minutes flat. And that person went and was not to be seen for some time. Afterwards, the president said, after about 1 or 2 years, I saw him again. And he said, you know, the problem was solved and he was okay. How in a foreign country, in a foreign situation, the child has died, Prabhupada asked the most precise question and then he said it's okay. So that's a Vaishnava, how to deal with material things. They know perfectly. So we should never think we are Vaishnavas. We should always think we are aspiring Vaishnavas. Later. Is death painful for a person? Answered. What is actual preaching? Ours is a preaching movement. How can one preach if one is introvert? It's also a good question. Actual preaching means you must become a devotee. That's all. You don't have to tell anybody else to become a devotee. That's only preaching. You preach to yourself. Then very easy to preach to others because you are the worst basket case. If you can preach to yourself, you can preach to anybody. So basically, our mind is the most greatest enemy. The point is always, I have to become a Vaishnava. What is a Vaishnava? Lord Chaitanya was also asked this question. Vaishnava asat sangha tyagi. What is asat sangha? Vaishnava is not just some external thing. You can be anywhere, in any situation, and you will not be affected. That is Vaishnava. Vaishnava can go to hell and he will remain Narayana Parayana. That is Bhagavatam says. Therefore, we can know how to be a Vaishnava only by watching Prabhupada. That's the more you actually meditate on him, the more you can understand how to be a Vaishnava. Prabhupada said, if you dress the deities very nicely, that's preaching. Preaching doesn't only mean talking. If you clean the temple very nicely, that's preaching. Because when people come, they see Krishna so beautiful. Oh, wonderful. We have preached. So to make people see Krishna is wonderful, this is preaching. So you have to bring Krishna one way or other. Once somebody asked Srila Prabhupada, "Prabhupada, my father is a drunkard." American devotee asked, "My father is a drunkard. Alcoholic. What is that?" Prabhupada said, "Alcoholic means alcohol is his food. Morning he'll get up, he'll start drinking, whole day he'll drink. How can I make him Krishna conscious?" Here is the preacher in action. Prabhupada said, "You tell him that the pleasure he feels when he drinks whiskey, that is Krishna." How can we preach like that? Is Krishna conscious? We cannot preach what we don't have. Suppose you have a children and you want to give them $10 million. But you are a municipality clerk earning 5,000 rupees. Can you give? No. You cannot give what you don't have. So we can act like we are preaching. So we must know how Prabhupada has changed us. All of us came in touch with his books. But that's not enough. You can come in touch with Prabhupada much more intimately. That is not so much preached in us. So that is preaching. We have to give our Krishna consciousness to others. Until then, okay, we can do something. But we must depend on Krishna for preaching. I remember once I landed in for a conference, some scientific conference, in Pittsburgh. And then from the airport, the conference hotel, I had to go. I was in civil dress, going for a science conference. And it was only 10 minutes drive. This was a long time ago, I was just a new devotee. So as I got into the car, and the taxi is going, I'm sitting in the back street. Suddenly it came in my mind, Yare dekeho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. How am I going to preach to this American driver? And he was just going, they talked something and they were driving. I didn't know what to say. And I prayed to Lord Chaitanya, how can I preach to this? You just simply said, Yare dekeho tare kaho, as if it is simple point. What will I tell this driver? At that time the car turned right. And the hotel that I'm staying, you know, it was a big 5-star hotel, I can see it. But as it turned right, it's about down the street. And as it turned right, on the left side there was a cemetery. And somehow some words came out of my mouth. I wasn't speaking it. I heard myself asking the taxi driver, oh, have you ever thought about what happens after death? And that guy said, that came not from me. So that guy said, oh yeah, so I think about it. I don't know. I mean, you Indians, you believe in reincarnation, don't you? Oh, straight away, topic is open. I said, yeah. And the car stopped. Taxi driver. He got on and said, $12, mister. So I said, I had a beyond birth and death. This book talks about what happens after death. You are interested? Oh yeah, I'm interested. I said, but then it'll be $2. He said, okay, you pay me $10. So I paid him $10 and I gave the book. And he took it and went, Yare dekho tare kaho Krishna. We may not be able to always preach everywhere, but you have to pray, especially if you are an introvert. We are all introverts. Especially book distribution is every day you go out, you'll be fearful. It's a great, you know, to stop people and to ask them to take books. In India, it's easier. I remember once when I was in Chennai, I used to take books, you know, this much I'll take. And I got out of in Mount Road, I got out of the bus. I was a young boy at that time. So then as I got down, one person was coming, middle-aged person. I told him, can you take one book? He said, why? I said, why not? He was completely, he was looking at me like that. You want to come to our office? Opposite. It was some insurance company. Yes, I went. And he was the manager. He said, put it here, whoever wants to take. It was gone in 2 minutes. Then I had to go immediately back to the temple to bring more. Preaching takes place by Lord Krishna's will. Prabhupada writes, Lord Chaitanya is the original preacher of Bhagavatam. We are all assisting. So Prabhupada is a real preacher, we can only assist. So preaching comes in different circumstances. So introvert or extrovert, doesn't matter. You become clear that it is Krishna who wants people to be delivered in this age. Otherwise so many people preach, nothing happens. But in Krishna consciousness, your preaching will be successful because Krishna is Paramatma in their heart and they'll make him listen. So we must, that is Krishna consciousness, preaching when you go, Krishna will help me. Sometimes things happen, we don't plan, we don't even know that we could speak like that. So that Krishna's mercy will make me say. Krishna will help. That's all we have to think. So, I remember I've told this story maybe before. When we did the 1986 conference on science and religion here in Juhu Temple. I don't know. Anybody was there at that time? Kaun? Namkai? Kunjibihari. You were there? oh, yeah, 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 I can't see you very well now. So. But most of your first senior devotees were all there at that time. I think most of you are probably not born in 86 too. Anyway, so there were about 30-40 scholars coming from abroad we were inviting. So I went to Air India building to buy the tickets and I gave and they said, you please wait for an hour or so. So I came out, then there is that beach water, isn't it? And on that the seats are there. So I came there, it was also 12:30 or something, so I wanted to do my Gayatri, so I went to the... As I went near that one bench, I saw one Muslim, Arabic, you know, Maulvi or somebody, religious guy was there. It's not just a Muslim, but he was a religious guy. Very close I went and I saw him, so I thought, well, now I cannot avoid him. If I go to another, it won't look nice. So I went and sat next to him. And he was much, I was about 20, 35 at that time, but he was 56, a burly fellow, sitting there. And I said, hello. And he said, hello. And I asked him, where are you from? He said, I'm from Saudi Arabia. He said, actually, I'm from Mecca. He said, oh, what do you mean by you're from Mecca? I said, no, our family has been pujaris there for 800 years. A big shot. He was very nice. After that I realized I had some weight to him. I asked him, can I ask you one question about Allah? And he said, yes. Then I said, in the Quran, apparently it is said that Allah in the kingdom of heaven, he sits on a golden throne. Is it true? He said, yes, it is true. I said, then how can he not have form if he is sitting on a golden throne? I was a young man that then I asked. Kuch bhi lagao. So he said, oh, it is like this. And he gave some explanation. I said, but why you give an explanation? If somebody has to sit in a golden throne, he has to have a form. Then he was a little quiet. Then I asked him, you will enjoy better with this form or without form? He said, no, certainly, form only I'll enjoy. Then I said, what sin Allah has committed that he cannot have form, but he can give all of us form? He was quiet for a moment. Then I said, what will you say if I show you Allah? Picture of Allah. He said, show me. He must be a Vaishnava. Otherwise the conversation wouldn't have gone like this. Vaishnava. We can never tell who is a Vaishnava. Many people who appear like Vaishnava will be atheists, and many people who appear like atheists will be Vaishnavas. To find a Vaishnava is a great pleasant moment. That is the attraction of preaching. In every soul, there is a Vaishnava hiding. So when you preach, you can find that Vaishnava. Wow, it's very nice. So he said, show me. I had a BTG, you know, that Krishna blowing the conch on the, and Arjuna sitting there. And I took that BTG, I showed him, and I pointed to Krishna and I said, this is Allah. And I said, now you tell me, not your opinion, but according to Quran, why this cannot be Allah? Not your opinion. I said, okay. Yeah, I took. And he was looking at Allah for a long time. I mean, Krishna for a long time. And then he just started going through inside. And then he said, how much? I said, 5 rupees. I said, 5 rupees. He gave me 5 rupees and bought it. I didn't take his name or anything like that, unfortunately. I could have gone to Mecca and we could have had. Krishna, you know, he is a soul who must have done seva. So Krishna brought me there to sit. Krishna gave me the intelligence to ask those questions. I'm not a great preacher or anything like that. So, it is preaching. Introvert, extrovert doesn't make a difference. There are so many angles to preaching. Essentially, it is a way to deliver ourselves. You must preach not to deliver the other person, but you must preach to deliver yourself, because if you don't preach, you'll be in Maya. You'll be doing something else. Therefore, I'm preaching. That should be a mood. What is the one thing one who comes to ISKCON should be doing, but mostly do not do? It depends on different people. And I can't say what more. I don't know what is. Because people seem to be doing everything. If you ask me what is the one thing people should do, even if they don't do anything else, it is to love and glorify Prabhupada. Wherever you are, and Krishna will come to you. So that's the most important thing according to, but I can't say nobody else is doing, mostly people are not doing it. That we can't say. What is maturity in Krishna consciousness? Times, place and circumstance, you have to. Maturity. Mature in Krishna consciousness means to be able to see Krishna's hand in everything, actually. Wow, Krishna is doing this, Krishna is doing this, smiling. Although externally it may look like bad thing, suffering. Prabhupada writes in Bhagavad Gita that he becomes qualified to feel Krishna's presence in the sphere of his own service. Krishna is here, not only there, here, there, everywhere. To feel that requires, in mature Krishna consciousness, I would say Krishna's presence becomes palpable. Very, it's not to be imitated, but it's a very advanced place. Okay, this is done. After introspecting for some time, I have realized that I am too self-absorbed, self-conscious. How can I be Krishna conscious rather than self-conscious? Yeah, when we are too absorbed in our own consciousness, I have to advance, I have to do this, I have to do that. Then we are called kripana, misers. And the way to turn that, to become Krishna conscious, means to act for Krishna's happiness. It's not that, you know, everybody is cooking, I should also cook. Rajbhog. Not like that. Krishna consciousness is a transformation of consciousness. If the transformation doesn't occur, even though we may be saying we are doing things for Krishna, it's still absorption in the self. So, such a person who is asking such a question, I find myself absorbed in Krishna, myself not in Krishna, means it's a good symptom of Krishna consciousness. Because you're finding faults with yourself. So that's a good process. It's a good thought process. Just like if you're cleaning a room, you have to see where is dirt. If you only think about, oh, I have cleaned here, this is very nice, that also I have cleaned. But if you want to really clean, you have to also only see where is dirt, not where you have cleaned. So a devotee, if he is only thinking how he has progressed, it's not as Krishna conscious as one who is thinking why he is not Krishna conscious. In that very thought, Krishna is present, Prabhupada writes, in Perfection of Yoga. I'm thinking I'm not Krishna conscious. In that very thought, Krishna is present. If someone in Vaikuntha does not have the desire to serve, then he would be in anxiety. Does that mean that even unqualified persons also enters Vaikuntha? Can Durvasa Rishi's anxiety in Vaikuntha while he was being chased by Sudarshan Chakra? Bah. It's all very too much complex question. He's saying Vaikuntha means without anxiety. Vai means without, Kunta means anxiety. But if someone is feeling anxiety while in Vaikuntha, does it mean that he is not in Vaikuntha, even though physically present? Or that people who are capable of being in anxiety can also go to Vaikuntha? So, it is not somebody like Durvasa Muni, you know, it's not an ordinary personality. I think it's a plenary portion of Lord Shiva. And he was so powerful that he could go to Vaikuntha. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Prabhupada writes that material scientists may also one day come to know how to communicate with Vaikuntha. So if they become powerful, they can also learn how to phone Vaikuntha. Tring, tring, tring. Haribol, anybody is there? They may not say Haribol, but Prabhupada writes in Chaitanya Charitamrita. They say that one devotee went to Vatican and the Pope said that if you have anything to ask God, you can ask. We have a telephone hotline. Devotee said, really? He said, yes. So the devotee called, but he said it's a long distance call, so you have to pay for it. So he called and then he spoke to Krishna, and then they said so much. He paid the long distance fee. And after some time, the Pope came to India and went to Vrindavan. And the Pope said that I need to talk to God. Do you have a phone hotline here? He said, yeah, we have. And so he gave the phone, the Pope spoke. And afterwards he said, okay, how much? He said, no, it's free. Free? He said, yeah, it's only local call here. It's not a long distance call. So, you know, it doesn't matter. For such personalities, they are very great personalities. Even once the four Kumaras went, they got angry. There is a difference between material anxiety and spiritual anxiety. For Durvasa Muni, it was an arrangement of the Lord, and also to show the greatness of his devotee. He thought that he is only a Vishi, he is a king and he is a married man. He has got 20,000 wives, but I am a sage. But he was, Ambarish Maharaj was Mahabhagavat. He didn't know it was an offense. But then the Lord said in Vaikuntha, I also can't help you, if only he can help you. So he went back. So those persons, so material anxiety and spiritual anxiety are different. Anxiety arranged by Krishna for one's spiritual advancement, and material anxiety without relation to Krishna, these are two. Well, those who are in material anxiety cannot enter Vaikuntha, and those who enter Vaikuntha will not be in material anxiety. But then somebody is asking, Krishna's plans or my karma, which of the two should I think is happening with me when things are not happening well? That's the next question. That's connected. So, it is. Last time I came, I was speaking about this. It's all, you know. One's position is relative to that. If you are Krishna conscious, everything is Krishna's plan. Krishne tishtati sarvametad akilam. Hey Krishna rakshasvama. Everything is Krishna. Vasudevam sarvamiti. As Prabhupada says, the pure devotee sees not the creation but the creator. Isn't it? I give the example that when you go home in the evening and you see a pair of slippers outside, then you know that your wife has come back. You are only seeing slippers, but you see your wife because you get connected to it. Or the boy will be playing in the house, so many cars are going, he'll be playing, suddenly boom, said, "Daddy has come." He heard only the car horn, but he knows daddy has come. Because that horn he knows is connected to the car that father is driving. So the pure devotee sees Krishna everywhere because it's connected. He can see the connection, he knows the connection between Krishna, he knows. When we walk on the street, we see a house, you don't see Krishna. You cannot, because if I ask you, who owns this house? You say, "Oh, I think this is that David Gupta, you know, he owns that company, it is his house." You are thinking it is somebody's house, but it is Krishna's house. So if you don't know how Krishna is the owner, how can you see Krishna? This is why, so all the shastras are there, so that you can see Krishna in everything. For that you have to know how it is connected to Krishna. Nirbandhe Krishna Sambandhe. How it is connected to Krishna, it's a science. Cannot artificially. You know that this temple is Krishna's temple. But what about the house on the next street? That's not Krishna's house. No, it is also Krishna's house. Bhuktaram Yajnatapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. I am the owner of everything. Then how you can say that it is? But there is title deed for this guy. If you go to the municipality, his name will be there. He has paid so much money. So how? You have to ask. Atato Brahma Jignyasa. So you have to ask and ask and ask till you find Krishna. Everything. You can take anything and analyze it until you get to Krishna. Then you know that thing. Vedaischa sarvai rahameva vedyo. Of everything I am to be known. Right? How to see Krishna in everything? This is so far. Not only Krishna's energy, we may say, but you have to see it. So you have to test yourself. We go on that bridge, we paid some money. What is that bridge called? Varli? Anji? Bandra Varli, sea link. Whose bridge is that? Krishna's bridge. Prabhupada had no doubts about that. Everything belongs to Krishna. Therefore, it requires knowledge. What is that? When you don't have knowledge, it will be different. Like I said last time, karma. What is karma? It depends. If you are a complete atheist, materialist, you have to be told, karma means if you do good, you will get good result. If you do bad, you will get bad result. Okay, at least you may remember that and do something. Karma. But then you become religious. You ask, what is karma? What is bad karma? What is good karma? Then you can perform yajnas. You have this bad karma, that can be removed by that. You have this good karma, it can be increased by doing this. You can get good karma, you can go to heavenly planets. So that is another level of karma. Karma is a means to increase material enjoyment and decrease material suffering by processing the path of yajna. That is also yajnartat karmano anyatra lokoyam karma bandhana. But if you become a little advanced, you become a yogi, you want to get liberated, what is karma? Oh, karma is what is binding you in the circle of birth and death cycle. And if you overcome the karma, you can become liberated. But if you become a devotee, what is karma? Karma is that which is preventing you from serving Krishna. Another. Who was that? I think Vrindavan Das Thakur, who wrote, "I am such a sinful person, nobody should see me. Because if they see me, they will lose all their good karma." So somebody asked. But if we're seeing devotees, you know, we lose our bad karma. Well, why should we lose our good karma? Then somebody answered, that's the point. That it is easy to lose your bad karma, but difficult to lose your good karma, for which also you have to be in the material world. So Vrindavan Thakur is such a great devotee that not only your bad karma, but your good karma also will go, so that you can no longer have to be in the material world. So everything, so if you ask what Krishna is doing or I am doing, it just depends. Everything depends on your consciousness. If you are thinking you are doing, then it's your doing. If Krishna is doing, then it's all Krishna's plan. It's consciousness only. But you cannot be in the consciousness that I am doing and also try to see how it is Krishna's doing. That's not possible. You see? Just like sometimes you may go on the street, you want to go from here to Juhu, and you find that the road is closed this way. Traffic is going that way. So you ask, what happened? Why is the government trying to be against me? You want to go to see somebody. No, it so happens the Prime Minister is coming in half an hour and is going to go from airport to Nariman Point. So this entire street is vacated. So unless you see this is happening with respect to the Prime Minister's visit, you can't understand why it is one way this way and one way that way and this way is closed. So you cannot keep the consciousness that things are happening to me and also try to understand this is Krishna's plan. You have to see Krishna is doing his own thing. Then only you can see it is Krishna's. So it is not possible to maintain the prithak bhav and also think, you know, I can see that everything is by Krishna's mercy. Only three more left. 2:40. I think 2:45 we should stop. 5 minutes? Okay. But anyway, I got only three more. Is this answers are all okay for the people who asked or not okay? Morning hours are goodness, but why are we not able to focus the mind on chanting in the morning? No, this is most important. It's not merely about the morning hours being the mode of goodness. The thing is, it depends on how we chant. Sometimes people chant to control the mind. That's no good. You don't have to control the mind. You have to ignore the mind. And sometimes people try to think of Krishna. That's also not good. Because mind is so powerful that if you think of Krishna, it will do it for 1 second. Afterwards it will think of so many things. So better not to give any chance for Krishna. And Krishna and Krishna's name are not different. There is no need to separately think of Krishna. And how you can chant is revealed by Krishna only in the heart. And that depends on your sincerity. My own experience have found that never can you advance to the next state of chanting unless you deserve it. Because when you go to the next level, we feel like, oh, how can I chant like this? I'm not qualified. You yourself feel. It's like, you know, suddenly somebody took you and put you on a penthouse in Oberoi there to meet a visiting prime minister. So you think, why am I here suddenly? So when the chanting improves also, you will yourself doubt, I'm not supposed to chant like this. So, only when you become qualified, Krishna gives. Yata mam prabhatyante tam tasayam bhajamya. Therefore, the person who can help you, two persons can help you, Krishna and Prabhupada. No other way you can chant. By your own effort, my own effort, we cannot chant. So how to chant? Dadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayantite. It comes from Krishna. So whatever chanting you are doing, you do. And Krishna will slowly, slowly, slowly help you. Simple process. Hari Bol. See? He saw. Why is nobody else raised their head? I ask in you, what is your name? Namkar. Pankaj. So I didn't know, but if I had said Pankaj, immediately he looked up. Even otherwise, just by he looked up. You have to aim the chanting to Krishna. It will stop him on the tracks. Hare Krishna, if you are calling him, he will turn back. Did he call me? No. Oh, okay, fine. We have to call. That's why offenseless chanting attracted immediately Narayana's attention. Jamil said. So we mean so many other things by chanting. I have to control this, I have to control that, I have to control my mind. It's calling only. You have to just simple, it's a very simple process. But it takes long time. You have to just call. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Completely gone, external consciousness. It's calling Krishna. Oh. There's no question of mind stopping. The mind must naturally flow towards Krishna. Your consciousness, your feelings, it takes a lot. Service. That service develops the process. Long time. That's all is the goal we should do. Somebody else asked, what is the one thing we should do? The one thing is to develop that love for chanting. But better is develop the love for Prabhupada. That's a fact. But you must have the ability to feel that. It's not sentiment. Isn't it? You go to meet the chief minister and you say, "Sir, how are you? Can I talk to you for a second?" "Who are you, you know?" Everybody will say, "Who are you? Why are you going near the Prime Minister?" That's the first. But suppose, I don't know, Chief Minister's, I don't know, wife's name, whatever it is. Right? Give me some name. Say Padmini. So, no, Padmini, they sent me. Huh? Even the Chief Minister will stop. Who? True or not, he can just say, it will catch his attention. "Oh, my wife has, who is this?" Or son's name is. It's like that, we go in front of Krishna, he doesn't even notice. But he says, "Namo Vishnu Paraya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Itinam." He will listen, "Huh? Who is this? Who is saying Prabhupada's name? Call." Definite, 100%. That's why when we offer obeisances, you have to say Prabhupada's pranam mantra. It's 100% guaranteed Krishna will get attention. What was the point I was saying? That control the mind, chanting and all. So, it is, the entire Krishna consciousness is sentiment, but not cheap, expensive sentiment. That, so you have to develop that oh, this person, this person. The one person for whom we can develop it without Krishna is very far. That is Prabhupada. How can I? That is that 24-hour meditation. That for that you have to be. I know why for many people it doesn't come, but we can't discuss it. Making sense or no making sense? So it doesn't matter morning hour, evening hour, midnight. Doesn't make a difference. It is Prabhupada said this, Prabhupada only said just stand, you will go back to your. It's never like that. He also said avoid the follow the four regulative principles, avoid the 10 offenses. It's not very simple. As this year is the 75th anniversary of BTG magazine, so can you please mention Srila Prabhupada's struggle for BTG magazine and the importance of this magazine in present day situation? Yeah, it's okay. You know, so who is running the BTG magazine, they can talk. I'm not directly associated with it. But producing a BTG magazine requires a lot of thought. We are not succeeding in sending it everywhere. Why we have to think? There was one last thing. What was that? I said that's the best question. How can one develop the higher taste in Krishna consciousness? Even after spending few years in Krishna consciousness, I feel I haven't developed it, but feel hopeful. Please guide. More or less I have given indications, enough indications on this thing. We have to take right shelter, Sharanam Saranyam. That is also a blessing that you feel you are not. I already answered that. If you feel that I am not developing, that's also a blessing. It's better than thinking you are advancing. So it is that means you are close to becoming fully Krishna conscious. No one will feel like that unless they are Krishna conscious. But at the same time, it's also possible that we see we are not progressing. But this is not a general philosophical question. Just like the medical teacher gives general medical lecture. But you tell him, I've got, can you, diagnose me? But he'll say, you come to the clinic. In the college, general lecture. Clinic, particular thing. So like that, there are certain questions that are general philosophical we can answer. Certain other questions are personal, then I can be personally answered for one person. Anyway, I didn't want to discuss, give a class, because if I give a class, I will automatically speak about quantum mechanics. So I said, how to avoid that, I was thinking. How to not get into the topics that I like. So then I said, decided, let me ask questions and then invite questions and answer. And then it's okay. Any comments or anything? Because questions have been asked. Was it okay? Not very confusing. I try not to confuse too much. We'll stop here. Prasadam. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. No controversies.
Hare Krishna. There are a few announcements. ISKCON desired.